Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is case 11731. Robert Betts seeks a variance to reduce the side yard setback. Section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Mustang Run in Sugar Maple Farm subdivision. The 911 address is 7668 Mustang Run, Milford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 330, Map 16, Parcel 79. Specifically, they are requesting a 7-foot variance from the side. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert Betts. And my address is 405.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, guys. My name is Robert Betts. I am here to request consideration for a variance from a front right corner of my property.
Okay.
The uniqueness of the property, the back of the lot has multiple lot pins. I am the builder, and it is my property. I did not find or see the correct pin. I used the wrong one. I found the iron pin, thought that that was the only one in the back. The cannot otherwise be developed. A minimum variance is needed to correct the setback boundaries on front right side of the garage. If you see on the survey that the front right corner is 7 feet is what's needed. And actually by the time you go back 18 feet, it's good. It's back to the 15 feet minimum that you need. So it's not a continuous 7 feet down that whole side. Not created by the applicant. During the layout process for the home builder, went off the wrong pin, located at the back of the property. I was the builder. I did lay out the house. I did not do the development of the survey and did not set the multiple pins in the back. I did at one time own the property behind this one as well. Had the surveyor mark that one. There was no pin that I saw for this lot. So unfortunately, thinking that that was the pin for both lots, I just missed the pin.
Okay.
So will not alter essential character of of the neighborhood. I don't feel that the variance would be a detriment to the neighbor or to the neighborhood as far as, using a minimal variance to correct the situation. The only other thing I can say, like in the front corner of the lot, there is actually the utility box is there, and the pin is about 5 feet to the left. So most of the utilities in that front are on the neighbor's property, so it would be very hard for him to go right up against the property line, have a driveway or something like that. He would actually probably be a little bit more to the right. I don't know if you guys need me to show you that on the paper or not. Number five is just the minimum variance, just requesting the minimum to adjust the front right corner, in that first 18 feet so that the house is usable. That's pretty much what I'm requesting.
Okay. Say, Mr.
When was the house built?
I just started it. I had the permit last May.
So, finished it up?
Yeah. I finished in November, had the surveyor go out, and then that's when he gave me the phone call that I missed and went off the wrong pin, and then you guys are obviously really busy because it was a 5-month backup. So,
okay, no other questions.
Okay, Mr. Ricker.
So you build it?
Right? Yes, sir.
And you made the mistake?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Certainly would be a hardship to you, or would it be a hardship to you? Let me ask that question a different way.
Yes, because
if I ask you to take that off there, would that be a hardship to you?
Take what off?
Bring it into compliance. take that corner of the garage off.
Oh, yeah. It wouldn't meet the restrictions of the subdivision.
Well, we don't have anything to do with the subdivision.
I'm just saying, as far as meeting the requirements.
You're talking about monetary.
Yeah. I mean, it's a two-car garage. The front one's set out, and then it steps back 2 feet, and then goes across.
So it would be a hardship.
Yes. Yes, sir. I don't see any way to aesthetically make that look correct, you know.
And you discovered it when you
recorded your
property? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he was going to do the final placement survey of the house so that I could come get my occupancy permit that day.
Oh, okay.
You know, once I had that, they need that final placement so that I could come in, present that, and then get my final occupancy, which I can't get
until I get mine. But let's say your paperwork was all in order. In other words, your permit did tell you what the 15 feet.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have no other questions.
All right. Mr. Exum?
Is the adjacent lot, number 61, is it currently developed or undeveloped?
No, there's no home there.
Have you spoken to the owner of that lot?
I did. I actually talked to him right before I come here, and he said that he wasn't going to pursue anything. He didn't see any reason to, and actually he's a builder as well. So.
Okay. Any further questions? Mr. Sharp?
Looking at how you've got the home placed on the lot, it looks like it's angled not parallel to the side lines. Is that because there's a cul-de-sac there and the angle of the cul-de-sac?
Yeah, and actually I was thinking that it was the other pin that was over, which actually would have kind of turned the house a little bit. So when that pin came back, and it was almost 30 feet, you know, I was actually thinking at the time that I built the house that I could have almost put a detached garage in the back.
So you were thinking the pin, and I guess I'm just trying to make sure I understand which pin you were talking about.
Yeah, I can show you this one here. Yep. There's actually a white picket fence there where this house was developed. I actually thought that this went like this and came to the front on that angle.
Okay, so you thought that back line went straight down?
Yeah, I thought all four lots kind of came into that one pin, and that was not the case.
So just for reference on the record, looks like lot 66, and the boundary between lot 66 and lot 63 you thought went all the way down?
Yeah,
was your property line.
I mean, you guys see it enough, probably 99% of the time, most of them come into that one point. There's not an offset.
There's kind of a unique development scheme there.
It is for that lot to be kind of straight. Usually those are, when you're on a cul-de-sac, usually kind of has a, I won't say pie shape, to a little bit.
I also note that you're along Route 1 there, and it looks like there's a 40-foot setback from Route 1.
Yes.
And then is there extensive right-of-way there too?
No, not talking to the surveyor. I mean, I met everything that I needed there.
Right.
And actually, when I talked to him, if I had shifted the house the 7 feet on the angle that it was in, it would have just fit. So.
Okay.
And it can't be moved, right? I think that's what you had said.
No, that would be a hardship. I don't want to, you know, that would be a tough.
Have you, you've learned a lesson, I believe, and when you get oddball lots like this, that double check.
Right? Yeah, I can honestly say.
I've seen this happen so many times to builders because they do have some odd lots in Sussex County. And once they're approved, you've got to make sure that you're within that building envelope.
Right, right. Tough lesson to learn. It's been sitting there for 5 months. I took it off the market. It was a spec house to sell. Had purchased a lot. Actually, I can say in my 25 years of business, this is my first time here to get a variance.
That's good.
So, okay.
Any further?
No further questions. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? You want to please come forward and be sworn in? You can sit right down by Mr. Vest.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
James Miley.
And your address? Thank you. Wait right here. I'll spray you both at the same time. Evening, sir.
Theodore Cormier. I live in Pennsylvania. It's 1530 Palisades Drive. I'm an owner of Lot 10 in Sugar Maple Farms.
Okay.
That's where this property is located.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And when you step up, can you just make sure you state your name for the record so we know who's speaking?
May I ask you a question? Were you an attorney for the board of directors of Sugar Maple Farms?
I have been.
Okay. During the term of visiting the farm, the Papa?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's some issues with...
Well, that's...
Sir, we're not bringing that up.
Fine.
We'll address this here, sir. Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is James Malley. I am now the president of Sugar Maple Farms Incorporated.
The president?
President, yes.
Okay.
And if I'm looking at the plot plans, and if they had a correct plot... If we had a correct plot plan that was designed by an engineer prior to this building, it would have been placed correctly. There would have been no guesswork about it. Also, the building now is not in accordance with the cord of the cul-de-sac. It is off, so if we have a variance within the codes and the declarations, mm-hmm. that it is a 15 feet clearance, and if we let this slide on one, do we let it slide on another one? So I am in opposition of this at this time.
All right, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Sir, question.
Question, sir.
So you want him to tear that garage off?
Take it off or move it. I mean, you know, if he had a variance with an engineer that had stated where he was going to put it to begin with, and had it surveyed out, it would have went where it was supposed to go. Not where he wanted it to go, but where it was supposed to go.
Okay.
Then there would be no problem.
I can understand that. Okay, but now the question to you is, you're in opposition.
Mm-hmm.
You want him to take 7 feet off the side of his, is that your request?
Correct.
Okay.
Put us in variance. And I think that is the variance of Sussex County also, 15 feet. I know it's the variance of Sugar Maple Farms Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's what we need.
One more question, if I may. What percentage of the development is developed?
There's approximately 31 out of 66 lots.
So you're not even 50%?
We're not 50% yet. I'm in the process of building my house on lot 28.
And where's that?
It's well on the far end.
Sir, give me a chance. This Monday, we're talking to him, sir, please.
My lot is all the way down by the pond.
Okay.
All the way down on the very end of Sugar Maple Drive.
So in other words...
you're way down that end then, from it.
Lot 66 and 61... You don't have that. You're not involved in those, right?
God, this is my lot right here.
Okay. All right. That answers my question.
All right, sir. Any further questions? All right, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. All right, you're up next, sir.
As I said, I'm Theodore Cormier. I own Lot 10 in Sugar Maple Farms.
All right, sir.
And if Mr. Betts had followed the covenants of the association, which he's owned these lots since 2012, it states in the submission of plans, let's see, that two sets of plans showing the floor plan and so forth, in a cross section. The owner shall also submit a survey showing the house location with all setbacks and with the driveway location. So if Mr. Bass had followed this here simple thing, getting a survey of his plot plan, he wouldn't have this problem.
Okay.
And if he had gotten a surveyor to pin his house before he put the foundation in, he wouldn't have this problem.
All right, sir.
Any questions for me?
Is there any questions for this gentleman?
No, yeah, I guess you feel the same way, right? That you would.
Yes, sir. I'm
like
opposed.
To
I'm opposed to it because if he had followed the procedures, he wouldn't have it.
You want to see,
him take the 7 feet off? Is that right?
Well, I'd like for him to move the house. But I don't know how he's going to take 7 feet off and still have a two-car garage.
Well,
which is part of our covenants.
Well, that's what he's here for
a variance of 7 feet, okay, for his garage. So that's the issue at hand. Would you, you say you would like him to take the 7 feet off? Is that correct?
I'd like him to have his house in compliance.
Okay, which would be taking the 7 feet off. You're double talking me here.
You want him to take the 7 feet
well,
off?
Well, that's 7 feet off, right?
I'll say that our
that'll bring it in compliance.
Our covenants, if we're not worried about you, but the covenants, says that the house shall be parallel to the chord of the curve.
Oh, well, but we're just okay. Here for the 7 foot variance.
So, see, he's got many things that could have been avoided by having a survey before he started the foundation.
Mm-hmm. Sir, I have one more question. He didn't bring any plans to the president of the association?
Well, he submitted the plans, but they were not a survey plan.
Did you approve that plan?
Well, someone in the board did, but it wasn't this board.
So he was approved.
So he was approved for it.
Yeah, apparently they did.
Okay.
So,
but that was with the thought that he would be.
No, sir, that's fine. That's fine.
He was approved by.
Yes.
That's all. That's all we need here. Thank you, sir.
I have one more question for the applicant, please.
The applicant, Mr. Betts, would you please come up, sir?
Yes, sir.
Just roughly. It's a one-story frame dwelling. It doesn't have the dimensions on here. What's your square footage of the home?
I want to say it is just under 2,000 square feet.
Does that include the garage or?
No.
And it's a single-car garage or double?
Two-car garage. Which is what the subdivision requests, that's the minimum, is a two-car garage.
So in your opinion, compared to the other homes that are built in this development, is this about an average size home for that development?
I would say so. I mean, there's some bigger homes, and then I did two of them that were right around 1,700 square foot. So this one is actually a little bit bigger.
Okay, thank you.
Go ahead.
You've built other homes in this development?
Yeah, this is my third one, yes.
And you had no problems with those?
No, I actually did a porch for somebody in there and actually getting ready to do a deck.
Did you go through the procedures that
I went through this
tonight is saying you didn't do?
No, I went through all the procedures with the other board. I really don't know too much about this board
here. I'm a little confused. How many boards are there?
Well, when I first bought them, there was one whole separate board, and then I don't know exactly what happened with other lots or what other issues were, but now there's a whole nother board, so I'm not for sure what all of their details are. I'm not on the board. I wasn't on the other board.
The HOA?
Yes. Now, as far as getting a survey to have to them, it's kind of hard to get a survey on a house for a placement that you haven't really been approved for by the HOA, if that makes sense. I mean, I wouldn't go out there with a survey or lay out a house and they've not approved it. I don't think anybody would. You know what I mean? So then if they said, no, this isn't what we want in there, and then I've paid money to have a surveyor, and then I got to have another house surveyed, I mean, that just doesn't even, like, in the process of doing a home, that just doesn't even follow the steps of doing that. Now, once they approved it and I got the approval from Sussex County for my permit, obviously, in hindsight, that would have been the nice thing to do, would have been to have the surveyor. I mean, I'm human. I made a mistake. I went off the wrong back pin. I can't tell you any different other than to stand here and be responsible for my actions. I mean, that's it. That's all I can say.
We appreciate that.
So I got one question. So
yeah.
You did give plans to that board?
Yes, sir.
And they approved it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to hear.
Okay.
Alrighty. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
One last question.
The plans was submitted to the previous board.
Okay.
But there was not a plot plan where the house would go. I just want to make that clear.
Okay. But they were approved, though. That's what he said, correct?
The plans was approved.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
OK,
Okay, hearing no further opposition, questions, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we table case number 11731 to our next regular meeting.
Which will be.
Okay, March 21st.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 11731 to our next meeting, which will be on the 21st of March.
21st.
All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11731 will be tabled until March the 21st, our next regular meeting.